A Love Story. I walked out onto my second-story terrace and sat down with a coffee. I enjoyed my coffee and watched a pair of birds build a nest when my cousin Gino appeared at my gate.
Robert, do you need me to go with you to the bank?
Yes, Gino. Give me just a moment. I had asked Gino to go with me to the bank and help me open a savings account. I have inherited my grandfather's house in Italy, and I'm still learning Italian. Gino agreed to go with me to interpret. I grabbed my keys and was down the stairs and out the door. We arrived at the bank and went inside. We found two chairs in the lobby and sat down to wait for our turn. In Italy, at least at this bank, you don't wait in line. You find a seat and sit down. Everyone kind of keeps track, and at some point, everyone else has come in after you. You're next. I looked at the two teller windows. The first one looked like it would take a while by the number of documents the gentleman had on the counter. I looked over to the second window. The woman at the counter was searching her purse for something. The girl teller was looking in my direction. Our eyes met. I felt an immediate connection. Embarrassed, she looked back to her client. I kept hoping that she would be the one that would wait on us. After about 20 minutes, it was our turn. As luck would have it, we got the other teller. We finished our business and turned from the counter and started walking out. I could feel her watching us leave. Gino opened the door to leave, and just before going through, I stopped and looked back. Our eyes met, and then she quickly looked down at her work. Yep, there was a connection. About 15 feet toward where the car was parked, Gino looked back to see what happened to me. I had stopped to see what the bank hours were. The bank would close in 3 hours. I would be back just before closing. Arriving home, I thanked Gino for helping with the bank and went in. I poured myself a glass of wine to calm my nerves. This girl has really put me back on my heels. My mind was spinning. Was she married? Does she have a boyfriend? Maybe there was no connection, just me blowing everything out of proportion. I began to settle down and put together a plan. I returned to the bank just before closing and went in and sat down. Both tellers had customers. I hoped my teller would finish first. There was no one else in the bank. I was next. I sat there, hoping she would look up and see me. She was, I would guess, 28. Could not tell her height. Long, dark hair and dark eyes, with a face more beautiful than any I have seen before. I sat waiting for my turn, getting nervous. The other teller's woman customer finished and put away her papers. Just then, an elderly woman with a cane came in. The woman finished and turned to leave. With a gesture of my hand and a nod, I gave the older woman my place at the counter. Finally, the man with the other teller left. I stepped to the counter and tried to ask for a withdrawal in the worst Italian. With the sweetest smile, she interrupted me and said,
"I speak English, Mr. Walsh. How may I help you?"
I was having trouble finding words in English, as I said, "I was in earlier and opened a new account. Is it possible to withdraw some cash?"
"Certainly."
Looking at her computer screen, she continued,
"You opened your account with cash. How much do you need?"
"That depends on whether you will go to dinner with me tonight."
"I'm sorry. After closing, I have to pick up my daughter from childcare."
"Lunch tomorrow." That is, if it's okay with your husband."
"I am not married." "Where?"
"Down the street at the Tre Re."
"Noon."
"You know my name. May I have yours?"
"Maria."
"Until noon tomorrow." I turned and started to walk away.
"Mr. Walsh, your money?"
"Money?" She was genuinely enjoying this.
"Yes. How much do you want to withdraw?"
"Oh, yes. Maybe 100 euros. Please, call me Robert." She counted out the cash and smiled.
"Tomorrow, noon, Robert."
I nodded and left. The next morning, I was up early with excitement and anticipation. I didn't sleep well. It reminded me of Christmas Eve as a child anticipating Santa coming and opening presents in the morning. What's the phrase? Sugar plums dancing in their heads? I arrived at the Tray Ray early and was seated in the dining room to the front door's left. I was seated next to a window that gave me a view of the street she would come by. Finally, I saw her coming down the street toward the Tray Ray. What a walk! Head held high and confident, with the stride of a model walking the runway. Her long hair was bouncing and blowing slightly in the breeze. Light-colored dress with a dark purse and dark 4-inch heels. I was awestruck. During lunch, she did not hesitate to share her information. She was 26, met an American student. They had a year-long romance, and she became pregnant. When she refused to abort the baby, he fled back to America, never to be heard from again. She and 3-year-old Francesca, her daughter, lived with her grandmother. She was drilling me like a policeman. It was clear this was an interview for any future dates. I did not hold back and told her all about my life. I was 28 and raised in America. As a child, I had mumps that left me sterile. This was a big problem with most of the girls I dated. My grandfather was Italian. He passed away 3 months ago and left me this house in the small village of Campo. I was a writer and wrote a column for 3 online newspapers. It was time for her to go back to the bank. On the sidewalk, we started to go separate ways. She gave me a hug and a light kiss on the cheek and gave me her business card with her personal cell number written on the back. I guess I passed the interview. Getting home, I poured myself a whiskey. Neat. I went out to the terrace and sat, thinking about Maria. We had a great time at lunch, and I could tell we connected at a deep level. Yet I could tell she was cautious. I can be patient. 2 days later, I met her for coffee after work. 2 weeks later, another lunch. Then lunch once a week and a glass of wine after work at least twice a week. After 2 months, I called, and just before hanging up, I asked if she and Francesca would like to spend Saturday doing something. She responded by saying she would think about it. I didn't know what to think about the answer. Maybe Maria was not ready for me to meet Francesca. Then, the next afternoon, just as I was making myself a light lunch, my phone started ringing. It was Maria.
Ciao, Maria.
Ciao, Robert. About Saturday, would you mind coming here for dinner?
I was caught by surprise.
Not at all. What can I bring? You can bring wine. Say about 7:30?
I will be there. I hung up and took my lunch out on the terrace to eat. It all made sense. Before spending all day with her and Francesca, I needed both Francesca and her grandmother's approval. The good news, Maria decided to take the relationship to a new level. I could not have been more pleased. A child meeting mother's male friend is always uncomfortable for the child. To introduce me to Francesca on her home turf with grandma was smart. Dinner went well, although a little uncomfortable at first. We all seemed to enjoy each other by the end of the evening. The following week, we had dinner together, and walking back to the car, we walked through a small alley between streets. Just before we exited the alley, I stopped. When she turned to see why, I took her by the waist. After a short pause, I pulled her to me and kissed her on the lips. When I pulled back, she threw her arms around me and kissed me back. And what a kiss! We went on to her car, and I kissed her goodnight. I stood, watching her leave for home. Floating above the sidewalk, I headed for my car. I got home and went straight to bed. I laid in the dark, thinking of Maria, how she felt in my arms, the slight scent of her perfume, her gentle caress. I have been attracted deeply to women in the past. Once I thought I was in love, deeply in love, but nothing like this. I lay there trying to make sense of it when I remembered a Gary Smith poem. Life is but a dance. If lucky, you find a spiritual love to dance with through life, a love that nurtures your soul and is full of fun and contentment. I have found you, and we shall dance through life upon the water. I now truly understand this poem. We touch each other's souls. In the next couple of weeks, our involvement picked up. I would meet her and Francesca for dinner. The three of us would spend Saturdays going somewhere for the day. On one Saturday, the three of us drove to Grand San Bernard Pass to see the St. Bernard dogs. Walking back to the car, Francesca grabbed my hand as we walked. I looked over to Maria. She was beaming with contentment. I had gotten an assignment to write an article on how David's bronze statue by Donatello changed art forever. I decided to go to Florence for the weekend to see the statue and poke around the museums researching for the article. I called Maria and asked if she and Francesca would like to come. After a long pause, she said, "I would like my grandmother to watch Francesca and I spend the weekend with you." "That would be great, Maria. I will make the arrangements and pick you up Friday evening at about 6:30.
"I will be ready, Robert."
What a surprise. I sat back in my chair and thought through the situation. I decided to go shopping for an engagement ring. I picked her up and we were off to Florence. We arrived at our hotel close to 10:30 in the evening. "Are you hungry, Maria?"
"Not really."
"How about I have them send up to the room a plate of cheese and champagne?"
"Okay."
We got to our room, and the plate of cheese, grapes, salami, and champagne arrived. The boy from room service left, and as I turned after locking the door, Maria was standing there. She pushed me against the door and started unbuckling my pants. Then we started taking off each other's clothes as we made our way to the bed. We made love all night long, with pauses to refuel on cheese, grapes, and champagne. The next day was a full day of going from museum to museum. I bought two books at the Bargello National Museum, one on Donatello and one on Cosimo Medici. Cosimo commissioned the bronze statue of David and caused such an uproar, changing art forever. We had an early dinner at the Golden View restaurant with a window view of the Ponte Vecchio. It was such a warm evening, we decided to walk through the city back to our hotel. We started across the Ponte Santa Trinita and stopped to view the Ponte Vecchio. It was just dark, and the lights reflecting on the River Arno were beautiful. I pulled her close to me, and we kissed. I reached into my pocket and pulled out the ring. "Will you marry me?" She looked at the ring with shock.
"Yes, my God, yes!"
Then throwing her arms around me and gave me a kiss I will never forget. On our return, we broke the news to everyone and started planning the wedding right away. I had never been happier. It was a small wedding held in the church where my grandfather was baptized. Then we left for Paris for a week-long honeymoon. I had gotten an advance on my salary to have a room at the Four Seasons Hotel George V, Paris. Upon arriving and checking in, we both were stunned. The room was spectacular. I took Maria in my arms, and the clothes were coming off. Then there was a knock at the door. I didn't want to stop to answer. Then a louder knock. I struggled to return to my senses. Fully back to the here and now, I struggled to get out of my chair. Grasping my cane, I hobbled over to the front door and opened it.
"Ciao, Francesca."
"Ciao, Dad. Were you busy? It took a while for you to get to the door."
"Well, it takes me a while to do anything these days."
Then I hugged both granddaughters and shook Mario, her husband's, hand.
"It's so good to see all of you. Come in."
I am back in the present, and it's Sunday. The family comes every Sunday for the afternoon dinner.
"Dad, I have bought everything for a large pasta dinner. I worry you do not eat well. There is never any food in this house."
I smiled and walked over to the bar.
"A cocktail before dinner, Mario?"
"Yes, thank you, Robert."
I poured two whiskeys, walked over to the dining table, sat, and handed him one. We sat enjoying our drinks, making small talk. I watched as Francesca was preparing dinner. God, she looked like her mother at that age. To think at one time, I thought I would never have a family. We ate, and after dinner, we sat around discussing events of the last week. The girls always want me to tell a story about past family adventures. They love for me to add anecdotes about their mother when she was their age. Then it was time for them to leave. At the door, as they were leaving, Francesca hugged me.
Wouldn't you like to come live with us? We have plenty of room. Mom has been dead for 3 years, and I worry about you here alone. Don't you get lonely?
I smiled. I am fine here. I can't imagine living anywhere else. Alone, yes, but never lonely. I stood on the porch and watched them leave. I looked at the time. Time for bed, and to dance upon the water.